As we sit here on a Friday getting set to go into a weekend, it is time for us to take a look at the forecast. And we've got Anthony J. With us this morning. Once again, Pat Pagano away for at least another week. Maybe, who knows, even more, on vacation. Anthony, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning. Happy Friday, Marshall.
Yeah.
Pat's never coming back probably after probably having such a good time there.
Well, now, we have today and tomorrow. We've got from 10 to 3, we're doing a big fundraising thing at the Bargain Barn in Sharon, which is outside under tents. So for my own personal being, let's go over today and tomorrow exclusively and then take a look at the rest of the weekend.
Yeah, and we started to talk about that yesterday. And I think for today, no worries other than maybe a stray rain shower. I mean, like a brief, you know, sprinkle or passing shower, nothing worse than that for today as we have dry air overhead. And the temperatures are close to 80 degrees. So we're keeping that, we've kind of been at that ceiling all week, not really getting above that. And then for Saturday, as we start the weekend, I'm going to watch a chance for thunderstorms by the afternoon. But I think it's, again, the operative word is scattered. And I think most of it will be more to the west. So most likely you'll be fine on Saturday. Towards the end of the of that, say around 2-3 o'clock, you know, maybe a little bit better chance. But I think you're probably sitting pretty.
I hope so. Because I don't like being caught in thunderstorms. Not under tents, anyways. All right, so that's today and tomorrow. Then what about Sunday into Monday?
Yeah, and for Sunday and Monday, we're going to be turning the heat up. So we're going to have a real midsummer type of feel on Sunday with highs about 88, near 90 degrees. And thunderstorms, a little better possibility on Sunday afternoon. And those storms Sunday could have some heavier rain with them. I think anything we see Saturday will just be passing and brief, but Sunday might see a little more of a heavier rain and gustier wind type of thing. So make sure your umbrella out there that you have on your canopy is secure just in case on Sunday. And then Monday, just hot. I don't think even the chance for rain even a little less. And we're talking 90s, like 92 on Monday, and we might even have the heat advisory by that time. So we're going upward trend in the temperatures from here on out.
All right, anything going on in the tropics?
No, actually, it's really been a snoozer out there. We're actually a little behind with hurricane season. We're normally, like, we've only gotten to, I think, Barry.
Yeah.
In the Atlantic. That was back over a month ago, and normally we're up to about, you know, the C or D as far as the storm name. So we're running behind, and we would like to keep it that way. But the forecast that I'm seeing is showing that we're going to see more tropical activity beginning probably, well, certainly before the end of the month, the forecast that I've seen on social media and things like that. So we'll keep an eye on the tropics, especially September, October, but we're not seeing any threats out there now, and that is terrific.
All right, and so we've got actually a look into a pretty good weekend. A few occasional thunderstorms, some of the heavier ones, but still scattered, and it's going to feel like summer, even though we're coming to the end of summer. That's good news.
Yeah, it's the 16th today, right?
Yeah.
so it's almost like the equivalent of February 16th, you know, in the wintertime. So we got some summer left to go. I know the kids are going back to school. It seems like everybody goes back sooner than they do where I came from, because we always went back on Labor Day, or the day after Labor Day.
Me too, but now they're here, yeah. They go back on August 27th, I think.
Oh, yeah?
August 27th. Downright cruel. And then they take a break for the Labor Day weekend. You know what I mean? It's stupid. That's why I always just start after Labor Day. Gosh.
Yeah, when I was a kid, you know, we used to always see those back to school signs that went up about August 1st or so, and I just wanted to rip them down.
It just doesn't seem fair that August is when you have to go back to school. People should complain about that. All right. Well, I want you to have a good weekend, and then we'll check in with you again on a Monday when you're back in, right?
Yeah, it's been a great week. It's flown by. It's been a lot of fun, and I'll be here for Saturday. You'll hear me on the air Saturday as well. And we'll have Jeff, the new meteorologist, on Sunday.
All right, and then we'll speak to you again on Monday.
Yep.
All right, take care.
Have a terrific one, Marshall.
You too. That is, of course, our forecast here on the Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.